Hello, I'm Trevor Hodgkins. Welcome back to our celebration of Bob Burns. He passed away this week, but his legacy will remain. We're airing a vintage episode of Burnsland in tribute to Bob, and we start this hour with him playing a song from his good friend, Helen Socks. We lost Helen, too, just a few years ago, so this song takes on even more poignancy, especially as Bob talks about her still performing in the region at the time of this show's original airing. Helen was an amazing person herself. I first met her at a Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues Society concert she was performing at. It was an incredible night of music. She even threw in a couple of bossa nova tunes. Helen and I both loved the bossa nova. We talk about it a whole lot. Bob was there too. He was the president of the society back then. The Mesilla Valley Jazz and Blues Society is still going strong, in fact, and they are having a concert tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the First Christian Church on El Paseo. It's actually their regularly scheduled monthly show, but it will undoubtedly take on an air of celebration as they remember Bob Burns. The Cool Side Collective will be performing, featuring brothers Adriel and Andres Hernandez, both of which are past recipients of the Society's scholarships. Scholarships that are named, in fact, after Bob Burns and Helen Socks Helder. For more information on the Society and tomorrow night's show, you can go to mvjazzblues.net. We have a really eclectic hour at Burnsland coming up for you. Steve Tyrell is going to check in along with Roy Eldridge and the Hawk, Coleman Hawkins. We're also going to hear John Hendricks bopping at the Blue Note. I won't give you much more notes than that because, after all, I couldn't do it anywhere as well as Bob himself. So now, let's go ahead and get back to the show and hear Helen Socks Helder singing in that greatest little jazz club in the whole world.
Of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the boy, and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time
thank you. that is so pretty. Our own Helen Sox, and when I say our own, she wasn't our own at the time this was recorded. But Helen immigrated to Las Cruces from Germany about 10 or 12 years ago. And that's a recording that she made before she left with some of her German friends, except that that very nice alto sax solo there was done by James Helder, who ended up being Helen's husband, and they live here in Las Cruces. And some fine guitar work there from Paulo Naranjo, and that was, of course, in the wee small hours of the morning. So let's listen to some Steve Tyrell, fine young singer, who actually took up singing kind of late in life, although he's not all that old now to begin with. But here is Steve. He's done an album called A New Standard, and this is Steve Tyrell, and this is a thing called Give Me the Simple Life.
Folks are blessed who make the best of every day, living by their own philosophy. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way, and I have found the only way for me. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeed, I like the simple life. Kids calling me pappy sure make me happy. Give me the simple life.
This is KRWG 90.7 Las Cruces, also on the web at krwgfm.org. And Burns Lane continues. We've got another hour to go. And we open it up with Coleman Hawkins and Roy Eldridge. Live at the Opera House. Thank you.
What I tell you. What'd she say?
Oh, yeah?
Ha ha ha! Woo! Wynton Marsalis. Michelle Hendricks.
Well, he was counting it off there, and then all of a sudden, wham, it stopped. So sometimes there's nothing you can do about things. That was John Hendricks, along with several very good friends, including family. John Hendricks, Judith Hendricks, Michelle Hendricks, Aria Hendricks, along with Kevin Burke, and even Wynton Marsalis doing vocals on that. Wynton also playing some trumpet. Also, Al Gray on trombone, Red Holloway on alto sax, and Benny Golson on tenor, Renato Chico on piano, Mark Elf laying down some nice guitar work there, Ugana Okegwo on the bass, and Andy Watson on the drums, recorded live at the Blue Note, Bopping at the Blue Note, the name of the album there. And before John Hendricks and family and friends, we heard from a group of folks doing a tribute to Emily Rimler, who was a great guitarist that left this planet way too young. They did Willow Weep for Me, Herb Ellis leading the group and playing guitar, also Terry Holmes on guitar, Bob Felder on bass, David DeBerg on drums, David Benoit on piano, Nelson Rangel on sax, and again, Herb Ellis, and Willow Weep for Me. And we opened that whole segment with Coleman Hawkins and Roy Eldridge at the Opera House is the name of the CD. And some good stuff there, and that was Bean Stalkin'. John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on the bass, Connie Kay on the drums, Coleman, of course, on tenor sax, and Roy Eldridge on the trumpet. You're at Burns Land, and we continue with Stan Kenton and the band, a D. Barton composition. It's in three-quarter time and based on the whole tone scale. It's called Waltz of the Prophets from Burns Land. Thank you. We heard from the Brad Meldow Trio, live at the Village Vanguard, the name of the album, The Art of the Trio, Volume 2. And we heard It's All Right with me. Brad Meldow on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Jorge Rossi on the drums. And we opened that whole set with Stan Kenton doing D. Barton's Waltz of the Prophets.